Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we have a gang affiliate sentenced to life plus 31 years of imprisonment in Port Elizabeth, two firearms are seized in Wentworth, and a provincial commissioner condemns domestic violence incidents where two police officers are alleged to have used force to resolve matters. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. In the Eastern Cape, gang affiliate is sentenced to life plus 31 years of imprisonment. A 21-year-old gang member affiliated to the NTB gang was sentenced on the 22nd of June 2020 in Port Elizabeth High Court on two cases of shooting which took place in December 2018. The first incident took place at about 2:40 on the 9th of December 2018 when two teenagers aged 13 and 15 years old were walking along Anita Street, Helenvale, from the shop where they were injured by gunshots. Shots were fired in the street, injuring the 13-year-old in the chest and the 15-year-old in the hand. The second incident took place on the 10th of December 2018 in Gorbus Road in Helenvale. At about 4:30 a.m., Richard Sturman, aged 40, and two friends were playing cards inside the house when the accused, Walter Williams, entered the house. After sitting for a few minutes, Williams pulled out a firearm and started firing at Sturman, wounding him in the face. Sturman succumbed to his injuries in hospital. A case of murder was then opened. On the 22nd of January 2019, the provincial organized crime unit investigation arrested Williams and detained him on charges of murder and attempted murder for the two cases. He remained in custody until finalization of the case. On the 22nd of June 2020, he was sentenced as follows on the following charges. Some of the sentences are running concurrently, therefore, effectively, he will serve life plus 31 years and 6 months in prison. The Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, welcomed the sentencing. It is through thorough investigation of cases and the integrated partnership with the prosecuting authority that we were able to achieve a hefty sentence. The core business of the SAPS is to fight crime and bring criminals to justice, and sentences such as this reassure the community of our commitment to our daily duty, added Lieutenant General Ntshinga. Our second headline looks at two firearms seized in Wentworth in the KwaZulu-Natal. Detectives from the Provincial Organized Crime Unit and Metro Police conducted an intelligence-driven operation in the Wentworth policing area to combat crime and eliminate the proliferation of firearms. During the operation, police proceeded to Sussex Place, where 8 men were spotted and a search was conducted. Police found two pistols on the ground close to where the men were standing. The firearms were seized and the men were taken to the Wentworth police station for further investigation. Whilst the police were searching the suspects, gunshots were fired at them. The police officers were not injured and they conducted a follow-up operation. However, the shooters could not be located. A case of attempted murder was opened at the Wentworth police station for investigation. The recovered firearms will be subjected to ballistic testing to ascertain if they were used in the commission of any other crime. Such operations will be sustained as the police embark on various strategies to combat violent crimes in the area. In our last headline looks at a provincial commissioner condemning domestic violence when two police officers were alleged to have used force to resolve matters. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, has strongly condemned incidents of domestic violence, including members of the SAPS at Embalenhle and Brayton, respectively. In the incident which occurred at Brayton, a 45-year-old police sergeant is alleged to have shot and killed his 35-year-old wife as well as injured her two brothers before turning the gun on himself early on the 21st of September 2020. Meanwhile, a 28-year-old female constable was assaulted, allegedly by the father of a child who is also a police constable. This incident took place during the early hours of the 28th of June 2020 at Embalenhle while both members were off duty. According to information, in the shooting incident which took place at Brayton, the officer who was stationed at Hadrina SAPS reportedly got into a heated argument with his wife, prompting her to move out. She then asked her brothers to accompany her to fetch her belongings. However, upon arriving at the house, a scuffle broke out. The member then allegedly drew his firearm, shot and injured her brothers, and then took his wife into the house, fatally shot her, and then turned the gun on himself. Police and medical personnel were summoned to the scene and upon arrival found the surgeons and his wife lying in a blood of pool, motionless, and they were both certified dead. Police opened a case of murder, two counts of attempted murder, as well as an inquest. The two surviving victims were rushed to hospital for medical assistance. In the incident which occurred at Embalenhle, it was reported that the female officer woke up during the early hours of Saturday morning and went to report to the 34-year-old father of their children that the child was sick. An argument broke out between the two thereafter, which apparently led to the assault. Police opened a case of assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm, and the suspect was arrested. He was charged accordingly, as well as his service firearms were seized. The provincial commissioner is deeply disturbed by the two incidents, more so as they were alleged to be committed by police officers and are regrettable. He has reiterated that people should refrain from using violence to resolve domestic issues. General Zuma also indicated that the police management view of the two incidents in a very serious light and warned other members not to emulate any unlawful act which has the potential to tarnish the image of the police. As the police, we have our employee health and wellness unit which members can use whenever they experience any personal issues, and their services are readily available as well as accessible to all members. We cannot allow a situation where gender-based violence is perpetuated by members within our ranks, especially during this period where there has been a public outcry of incidents, and members should be there to remedy the situation and not to exacerbate the already unaccepted pressure, said General Zuma. Meanwhile, the suspect in the assault case was expected to appear in the Evander Magistrates Court on Monday, the 22nd of June 2020. In other news, three alleged illegal miners arrested and mining equipment is confiscated. The SAPS Provincial Organized Crime Unit arrested three suspects aged between 28 and 38 for illegal mining during an intelligence-led joint operation that was conducted in the Apple policing area outside Lebowakgomo. The arrest followed the tip-off from members of the community from the Bokalatladi village about three suspects allegedly mining chrome illegally, and the information was immediately followed until these three suspects were arrested on the spot. The suspects were to appear before the Sekhukhune Magistrates Court on the 23rd of June 2020 facing charges of illegal mining. Police investigations are still ongoing for the case. Again in Mpumalanga, firearms are seized and two men are to appear in court. The Mpumalanga area has engulfed with killings and other crimes due to the proliferation of illegal firearms. On the 21st of June 2020, Mpumalanga police officers embarked on an operation in Mpumalanga and surrounding areas when they spotted a suspicious vehicle with three occupants traveling in the Upper Sankotje area. The police officers immediately approached the vehicle with three occupants. One of the occupants in the vehicle immediately jumped out of the vehicle when he saw the police officers. A search was then conducted and firearms were found in the suspect's possession. A total of 26 rounds of ammunition was also seized by the police. The two suspects, aged 35 and 45, were placed under arrest for being in illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. Police used the suspect's cell phones for further investigation. They will also be profiled to check if they are linked to any other cases. The recovered firearms will be subjected to ballistic testing to ascertain if they were used in the commission of any serious crime. The suspects are expected to appear in the Mpumalanga Magistrates Court for being in illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. In the KwaZulu-Natal, the Marion Hill SAPS are seeking for a next of kin. Marion Hill police are appealing for the assistance to locate the relatives of a woman believed to be in the ages of 18 to 20 who was found on Stockville Road near Giba George. On Sunday, the 7th of June 2020 at 6 a.m., SAPS Marion Hill attended to a complaint of murder on Stockville Road near Marion Hill Toll Plaza. Upon arrival at the scene, police found the body of a woman with multiple stab wounds on the body. It was established that the deceased was killed in another area and dumped near Giba George on Foot Pathway. The body was found by a member of the community who was coming from work. The deceased is dark in complexion, has short hair, had a U-silver slit between her two upper incisors. She was wearing a navy jean, white top with blue flowers and a black belt. Marion Hill detectives are investigating a case of murder. The next of kin of the deceased or anyone whose relative is missing should please come forward and contact Detective Warrant Officer Maluleka on 071-350-0590. Alternatively, the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 can be contacted. In Gauteng, another firearm was recovered and went at Wanderers Taxi Rank. Police arrested a 20-year-old male for possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition at Wanderers Taxi Bank corner, Nude and Wanderers Streets on Saturday, the 28th of June 2020 at about 1 p.m. Police were busy with their routine crime prevention duties of stop and searches in the taxi rank. They saw a suspicious male jumping inside a taxi to Durban. They requested him to come out with his sports bag. They searched him and recovered a disassembled shotgun with live ammunition. He failed to produce a license to possess a firearm. The firearm will be sent for ballistic testing to ascertain if it was used in the commission of a serious and violent crime. Investigations are underway and the suspect will be appearing in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court. Johannesburg Central Station Commander commended the members for removing another firearm from the wrongful hands and the suspect was apprehended. He urged the community to work hand in hand with the police to root out wrongful people from the society. Also in Gauteng, the police have halted another robbery in Midrand. Gauteng police arrested three suspects after they were found in possession of firearms and a BMW with cloned number plates in Midrand on Tuesday, the 23rd of June 2020. They are expected to appear at the Midrand Magistrates Court in due course. Police received information about a gang that was going to commit a robbery around Glen Austin and President Park. The police kept close observation in the area and noticed the suspects changing the number plates in a BMW that matched the description given. The suspects were confronted and upon searching them, police found two unlicensed firearms loaded with ammunition. It was established that the newly fitted number plates are false. The three suspects were arrested and charged with the possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. More charges might be added as the investigation is still pending. Carnarvon SAPS creates awareness around gender-based violence in the Northern Cape. and a joint effort to create awareness and to educate the community about the prevention of gender-based violence, the Carnarvon Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit and Carnarvon SAPS joined hands in fighting the scourge of gender-based violence by conducting house visits in the local communities. On the 23rd of June 2020 at 10 a.m., the members under the command of Warrant Officer Tebogo Segako of the Carnarvon FCS engaged with the community of Bentehuel, where they went from house to house engaging and interacting with residents. The main purpose of the community engagement was to sensitize the women and children about gender-based violence and that they needed to report such incidents immediately to the local police stations. The men were urged and warned to respect women and children and that their bodies are sacred. Where perpetrators violate these rights, they will feel the full might of the law. During the visits, unemployed mothers received ingredients to prepare soup for their families as part of the Jar of Hope initiative in an effort to alleviate poverty. Victims of crime, who are often neglected, received comfort packs sponsored by the Matla A. Bana Foundation consisting of toiletries. The members also opened their hearts and spoiled the victims by treating them with refreshments purchased by the members. This gesture was appreciated by the victims and their families, who expressed their gratitude to the police members. The provincial head of FCS in the Northern Cape, Brigadier Nico Williams, commended the members for their efforts in creating awareness in terms of gender-based violence and going the extra mile in making them feel safe. The police probe a hijacking of a courier van in the Eastern Cape. Police are investigating a case of hijacking after three men allegedly targeted a courier company in KwaNobuhle. On Monday, the 22nd of June 2020, at about 16:15, a driver of a courier vehicle van alleged that he stopped at Mgolodela Street, KwaNobuhle, with his assistant to deliver a parcel. He further said that three men accosted them and one of the suspects had a firearm in his hand and demanded the vehicle's keys. The three men then jumped into the van and sped off. Moments later, police recovered the courier van abandoned in an open field with no parcels inside the Philemon Corner Street, KwaNobuhle. It was also said that there were about 36 parcels inside the van that were waiting for delivery. Police are following all leads, and anyone with information that could lead to the arrest of the suspects is urged to contact the investigating officer, Detective Warrant Officer Dion Arnolds, on 082-779-7277 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. All callers may remain anonymous and all information will be treated with the strictest confidentiality. Also in the Eastern Cape, a missing 6-year-old boy is sought by the police in Motherwell. The police in Motherwell are searching for a 6-year-old boy, Alake Gwambi, who was reported missing by his parents on the 21st of June 2020. He was last seen playing with other children at Ado Squatter Camp opposite NU12 Motherwell on the 28th of June 2020 at about 4 p.m. His parents were busy moving house in close vicinity, after which he could not be found again. Initial searches at the houses and surrounding areas proved fruitless. He was wearing a red and blue Spider-Man cap, blue and red tracksuit top, navy jeans and white takis. Any person that could assist the police in finding Alake can contact the investigating officer, Detective Sergeant Celia Mbangi, on 071-352-4475 at the Motherwell Cluster Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit. In the Northern Cape, a reward is being offered for information on murder in Douglas. The police in the Northern Cape are offering a monetary reward of 20,000 rands for the arrest and successful prosecution of the suspects or suspects involved in the murder committed in Douglas recently. This comes after the murder of G. Wilson, aged 54, who was found dead inside her home on the 11th of June, 2020. The boyfriend, aged 57, called, and the police also found him with wounds on his head at their shack in Bongani, Douglas. Allegedly, both of them were attacked by an unknown man. The deceased had several stab wounds to her body and her head. No arrests have been effected as yet. Anyone with information can call Detective Captain James Oliphant on 082-495-4665 as the investigations are still ongoing. In the Mpumalanga area, a provincial commissioner calls on the community to have moral values. The provincial commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, has raised concerns regarding several incidents where young girls are allegedly raped by their fathers. In an incident that occurred at Kwabogeni in the morning, a 1 year and 8 months old toddler was allegedly raped by her 35-year-old biological father. The matter was immediately reported to the police, who swiftly arrested the man, who was expected to appear at the Kwabogeni Magistrates Court on the 24th of June 2020 on a charge of rape. At this stage, the matter is still under intense investigation and not much can be divulged. Meanwhile, a 13-year-old girl was allegedly raped by her 36-year-old stepfather at Schumannsdal. Reports indicate that the girl complained that she was not feeling well and was taken to a local clinic, where upon medical examination, it was confirmed that she had been raped. The matter was reported to the police and a case of rape was opened. Police started the investigation, where they swiftly arrested the suspect on the same day the matter was reported. He was expected to appear in the Tonga Magistrate Court on the 24th of June 2020, facing charges of rape. In another incident, which occurred at Bushback Ridge between March and June 2020, a 13-year-old girl became a victim of the statutory rape involving a 35-year-old man she was apparently in a relationship with. Information revealed that the girl's mother tried several times to fetch her daughter from the man's house, but she would always go back. The matter was reported to the police following the mother's several attempts to get her daughter back. A case of statutory rape was opened, and preliminary investigations have since revealed that the man had been living with the girl at Health Care Center Trust near Bushback Ridge since March 2020. The suspect was arrested and is expected to appear at the Bushback Ridge Magistrates Court. Lieutenant General Zuma has expressed his disappointment, as these men were supposed to play a father figure role to the young girls, but instead took advantage and violated them. Everyone is encouraged to take a stand against the plight of children. Hence, we will now do everything in our power to make sure that all these suspects face the full might of the law. We urge the investigation team, the prosecution team, as well as the judiciary to ensure that justice is served in these cases involving young girls whose futures have been crushed by these suspects, said General Mondli Zuma. For today's last story, the Northern Cape SAPS welcome rape sentences. SAPS has welcomed rape sentences in two separate incidents. These sentences come in a period which the country is facing challenges of gender-based violence. The police assures that they will continue to enforce and uphold the law, especially on crimes committed against women and children. On the 10th of September 2018, a 50-year-old woman was raped in her house at Barkley West by a family friend. The 44-year-old man, John Gerald Sal, was arrested in connection to this incident. He was found guilty and sentenced on the 22nd of June 2020 to 8 years of imprisonment by the Barkley West Regional Court. The case was investigated by Constable Kamo Morake. In another incident, a 24-year-old Francis Chobeng was sentenced to 8 years imprisonment for raping a 46-year-old woman in Dalport Shub. The incident occurred on December 2015. Shebeng was a friend of the victim's son and gained entry under the pretense of looking for his friend and raped the victim. Sergeant Spiwe Mdunge conducted the investigation, which led to Shebeng's arrest and sentencing, which was done on the 22nd of June 2020 at the Barkly West Regional Court. The unit commander of Khaleshwa Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences, Lieutenant Colonel Marley Stridom, applauded both investigating officers for their meticulous investigations that ensured that perpetrators are found guilty and serve time. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.